Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Turning from Haiti to the U.S. for our last takeout, time for some snow day memories from you.
It was 1947. I lived in New York City at the time, and up until that time, we had never had a snowstorm like that before.
With a blizzard yesterday that blanketed much of the East Coast and the Midwest, we were looking for the bright side of the storm, and listeners like this one showed us some great snow day stories at 8778-MY-TAKE, like Annette in Montclair, New Jersey.
And with dozens and dozens of kids, we threw snowballs at each other, we rolled in the snow. We were so upbeat. We were so happy. In those days, schools did not close on snow days because everyone was able to walk to their local school. It was a glorious time.
Patty posts to our website, thetakeaway.org. Growing up in Western Washington State, I remember the smell of oatmeal being made and the radio with the farm report playing. And then the announcement would come on that schools were closed. My three brothers and I would cheer and carry on until Mom told us to go outside. We would sled, build massive snow forts, complete with candles for warmth and light. We'd stay out until our skin started to itch from the cold. Then it was inside for hours and hours of ping pong, the best when we knew we'd be out for days. Then you could relax and enjoy. My kids were
that
out in the snow
so great.
For hours last night.
Elle sent us an email. To get a snow day, the wind chill had to be 30 degrees below zero, the kind of cold that burns the inside of your nose the second you step outside. When that happened, my friends and I were overjoyed to the point that our judgment was impaired. We'd all end up at the ski hill together. Bundled beyond recognition, we'd take one run, then rush into the chalet for shelter and hot chocolate. After an hour or so, when we could finally feel our toes again, we'd take another run, then rush back into the chalet. Takes a little insanity and a lot of love for winter to take advantage of a snow day in the UP, Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And I think those days grew our Uper pride the most.
Uper, yes. All Upers, give us a call. You know, global warming is really going to wreck the world because memories like that will fade. I mean, yesterday in the snow, I was driving around and all of a sudden the car, there was this thump on the windshield. I went, what is that? And I realized it's snowballs. Kids were throwing snowballs at you. That was probably me.
Yes, I was actually throwing snowballs at you. What's your take? If you have a snowy day memory, let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or go to our website. It's thetakeaway.org.
And don't forget, it's almost Friday. We team up with our friends at The Week magazine. We're looking for your nominations for who had a good week and who had a bad week.
My name is Daniel, calling from Beaufort, South Carolina. My nominee for who's having a good week is Jenny Sanford, who's been on pretty much every television show and in every newspaper for the past week. For who's having a bad week, I would say her husband, who's alone in the governor's mansion.
Yep. Now you can move on from the Sanford family if you'd like to nominate. You can send suggestions to us by posting to our website, thetakeaway.org. That's our feature with The Week magazine.
And today we're asking you about labels. You know, the psychiatric community is trying to come up with new labels for their diagnostic manual. And we're asking you, when have labels helped you or hurt you in any part of your life? It doesn't have to be a mental health issue. How have they personally helped you? What is the power of a label? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post it to thetakeaway.org. Coming back, we go back 20 years.
And now Mr. Mandela walks through the gate. He's a free man. I hold this moment.
We remember the 20-year anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release and how the country is celebrating today. That's coming up.